At first, army officials tried to turn Barton away. They argued that the battlefield was not the place for a woman. They were afraid that she would cause mischief. Finally, she convinced them. She was allowed to deliver the supplies. Barton was shocked by what she saw at the battlefield. There were no medical workers or supplies. Wounded soldiers lay in crowded and dirty field hospitals. Dazed and dizzy from wounds, they waited hours or even days for care. Barton went right to work. She was a whirlwind of activity. She bathed wounds and changed bandages. She scrubbed and cleaned field hospital rooms. She rarely rested or slept. As the battles of the Civil War continued, Barton kept on with her work. In one bloody battle, the Battle of Antietam, Barton worked from early morning until late evening, trying desperately to help doctors treat the thousands of wounded. Barton also comforted the wounded and dying men. She read aloud to them or wrote letters for them. Sometimes she sat quietly with a wounded or dying man, just holding his hand. Barton's work took place close to the fighting. It was often dangerous. She earned a nickname for her bravery. She was called the Angel of the Battlefield. Feature Box: The Battle of Antietam. September 17, 1862, was the single bloodiest day of the Civil War. More than 4,700 soldiers died. Another 19,000 were wounded.